As you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladajo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
In this season or year of Jubilee, the Lord is rebuilding the ancient ruins in the body of Christ, ancient ruins in your life. There are ancient ruins. There are truths that have been derailed by the enemy. There are culture, kingdom culture, that have been neglected. The Lord is going to be rebuilding the foundations of many generations. And then the visitation of the Lord will come in power, in strength, and in authority. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are to ask me to describe some of the things heaven is up to in this year of Jubilee, I will say to you that it is a year of bringing forth and a season. It's an era. As a matter of fact, not just a season. It's an era of bringing forth prophetic promises. You're just going to see the next 3 years of your life, the next 5 years of your life, the next 10 years of your life. Praise God. If the Lord tarries, it's going to be completely marked by unprecedented fulfillment of the word of the Lord. Unfolding of unprecedented happenings. Not by might, not by power, but by the intervention of heaven. It's going to be obvious that this is the invisible hand of God. This is the hand of Yahweh. This is not the wisdom of man. Praise God. And therefore, heaven is provoking in you a radical spirit. You're going to be approaching the plan of God, the vision of God, with tenacity. No longer with lethargy. No longer with, you know, this half-hearted spirit and attitude. But with tenacity. Your gaze will be set like flint. Heaven is invoked. You know, you remember when David and his men were situated in Ziklag, and the Amalekite came, and I think the Amalekite, and invaded. I think that's 1 Samuel chapter 30, and invaded their territory in Ziklag. They had gone to obey God's will. They've gone to fight in battle according to God's instruction and guidance. Imagine God sent you on error. By the time you came back, not only did they plunder your goods and your belongings, they've taken captive your children and your wives. Praise God. How will you feel? And the men of David, they felt the way many of us feel. I said that is it. Many of us, as if we'll be setting God up. We just want God to. As in, before the thing happened, you are flipped. I said, I knew God would fail me. I've been watching. I've been waiting. You have been watching. You have been waiting. Praise God. I knew it. It's like I don't catch God. Praise God. And it was so discouraging. The truth is that it's so discouraging. You went to do ministry work for God and you got back. You know, there was one guy that went to work for God and serve God. And in the course of that travel, he had a shipwreck. His boat capsided. His wife died. His children died. He came out alive. Praise God. That's not easy. But you know what he came up with? He came up with, it is well. That's the right of that inn with my soul. You know, history is good. We need history. When you learn about all that, then you realize that shame on you. You know, just go through just little chastisement and then it's like, God. In fact, as a matter of fact, you should leave your throne. Praise God. Let's be more like the patriarch that served God in the thick of wilderness, in the midst of fire, in the face of battle, than the patriarch that murmured against God when tested and tried. Praise God. So, I perceive the verse 8 of that first Samuel 30 is very relevant to us. That David encouraged himself. Let someone say David encouraged himself in the law. There's going to be moments of discouragement. There will be times of despondency. You must learn to pick up the pieces and look up to heaven and receive courage. And when he encouraged himself in the Lord, he requested for the ephod. As a matter of fact, the men didn't get it. When David was saying that, men, be strong, be what? They attempted stoning him. Then verse 8, David just fell out. This is the problem David has. Many of us have got a backup and plans and options. David had got no backup. When everything goes upside down, it still goes to God. If God sends him on errands and things didn't work as planned, he returns to God. And that's the way God wants you to serve him in the year 2024. No alternative. No, God is your only option. That our life wire is his presence. And David went to God. He requested for the ephod. And he took it, put it on. And sought the face of the Lord. And instantaneously, heaven spoke to him. And the Lord said to David, he said, pursue. You shall surely overtake them. And without fail, you recover all. And then he told his men, now the word of the Lord has come. We are going to pursue. And we will overtake. And we shall recover all. That was exactly what happened. I sense the Lord is saying to you, that's the attitude he wants you to go into the year 2024 with. You will pursue. And you will surely overtake them. And without fail, you will recover all. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.